Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Sam Levine. It is currently 84 in Fairfield, looking for a high today of 88. Mostly sunny skies. We'll have more on the forecast after the news. A contractor for an area home supply store was fatally shocked Friday at a home in rural White County. Yesterday afternoon, Sheriff Doug Meyer responded to a report that two men had fallen off the roof of a home in the small southern White County village of Concord. Upon arrival, police quickly learned the two had been shocked after an extension ladder that they were using to access the roof had come into contact with a high-voltage power line. Both men were on the ground when officers arrived. Jitzari Gonzalez, 23, of Pontoon Beach, Illinois, was transported to the hospital in McLeansboro, where he was pronounced dead. His co-worker, Hector Gonzalez, 21, was airlifted from the scene to St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville, where his condition is listed as stable. The scene of the accident was 651 County Road 1393 East in Concord. WFIW News Time is 12:16.
Reset your watch to Island Time and kick back with the exotic taste of pineapple and mandarin orange or ruby red citrus palm breeze sparkling spirits from JJ's Package Store. Unwind with Smirnoff Ice Watermelon Mimosa, Coors Light Citrus Rattler, Samuel Adams Porch Rocker, or Mini Coronas, Miller Lights, or Natty Lights. It's like a tropical escape for your mouth. When you pour a glass of paradise from your festive occasion station, JJ's Package Store, West Delaware in Fairfield.
We have the latest furniture trends in florals, geometrics, focal, hide, and 50 shades of gray at Rush Appliance. We have a queen-size black sleigh bed for only $399, the Duck Dynasty Camouflage Furniture Collection, LG TVs, the new Mini Max travel-friendly Big Green Egg, and more. Big Green Egg pet mitts, barbecue sauce, salt and pepper shakers, and accessories start at just $13. Come see our great selection of football, baseball, basketball, horse, and turquoise retro lamps, too, at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
This week at the Tin Shed in Wayne City, take advantage of 30 to 40% off everything in the green room. They'll also have a sale table with greater discounts. They're trying to clear out old inventory and make room for new market finds. There's no telling what you'll find Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the green room sale at the Tin Shed, 701 West Robinson in Wayne City. Hope to see you there. No foul play is suspected in the shooting death of a rural Crossville man Friday night. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports he was spotted to the home of 58-year-old Ronald Lee Kirsch at around 9 o'clock Friday night. Witnesses told police that Kirsch had been despondent and went to check on him at his home. As the witnesses were talking to Kirsch, he apparently grabbed a gun and shot himself. First responders found Kirsch in the bathroom of his home and performed CPR as he was transported to the hospital in McLeansboro, where he was subsequently pronounced dead. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office is investigating the case along with the White County Sheriff's Office. Statements and evidence at the scene indicate the death was a suicide and now no foul play is suspected. The former bookkeeper for the Laborers Local 1197 in McLeansboro entered a guilty plea to charges she embezzled more than $25,000 from the organization. Carolyn Hall, 53, of McLeansboro, entered a guilty plea on Friday to charges of embezzlement and theft from the Union Hall. As part of the guilty plea, Hall admitted that while she was the bookkeeper for the Laborers Local Union, she took $26,491 in cash receipts from members' dues payments and used the money for her personal use. The thefts happened from July of 2012 to February of 2014. Laborers Local 1197 provides jobs, training, and benefits to members in 14 counties in southern and central Illinois. Sentencing is set for December 1st. Hall faces up to 5 years in prison and up to 3 years of supervised release and a fine of up to $250,000. However, as part of the plea agreement entered into on August 6th, the court noted that Hall has already repaid the union the $26,491 she admitted to stealing. The sentencing range, according to the plea agreement, reflects a likely 6 to 12-month prison sentence and a fine of between $2,000 and $20,000. Hall remains free on a recognizance bond pending the December 1st sentencing date. WFIW News Time is 12:20.
When most people shop for insurance and financial services, they're looking to buy more than just a policy. They're also shopping for a financial representative they can trust to provide service after they become a client. I will work hard before, during, and after your transaction to create a tangible plan to help you achieve financial security. From insurance to financial services, see me, Alex Atwood, your country representative in Sisney.
Hey folks, it's summertime and that means you need good tires. That's why I go to Dan's Tire in Carmine. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main, Carmine. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night in regular session. On the agenda is a resolution for street closings for the Fall Fun Fest. Some building repairs are needed at the Fairfield Fire Station and the seeking of bids for a truck for the filter plant and the power plant. Council members will also be discussing the modification of the ordinance regarding parking around FCHS that was passed at the last City Council meeting. Next Tuesday night's City Council meeting begins at 6 in the Council Chambers of City Hall. A Fairfield man was involved in a traffic accident Friday morning that left a West Frankfort woman injured. The crash happened on I-57 in rural Franklin County. According to Illinois State Police, 41-year-old Jason Cooper of Fairfield was traveling south on Interstate 57 when a vehicle towing a trailer merged onto the roadway from the right shoulder. The merging vehicle forced the Cooper vehicle to move into the left lane where it collided with a Dodge Durango driven by 26-year-old Samantha Mendenhall from West Frankfort. Mendenhall was injured and taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Cooper and two passengers in his vehicle, Charles Thompson, 46, of Fairfield, and 17-year-old Caleb Cooper of Texas, were uninjured. The vehicle that forced Cooper into the left lane left the scene. The accident was reported at 7:49 Friday morning. Effective Monday, August 10th, County Highway 1, 4 miles north of Fairfield, will be closed to replace the bridge over Martin Creek. County Highway 1 is also known as Enterprise Road, so Enterprise Road will be closed as of Monday so the bridge can be replaced over Martin Creek. Motorists should plan on taking an alternate route. Frontier Community College graduate Clayton Hoskins of Jeff spent 2 months this summer in a study abroad program in Germany. To share his experience with the community, he's planning a presentation with photos and narration Tuesday, August 11th at 6:30 at Frontier Community College, Classroom Building West. Everyone is invited and there is no fee to attend. Hoskins is a cadet at the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. He's a political science major with a subfield in international relations and military affairs. During his study abroad program, Hoskins spent his weekdays at a local school assisting students in grades 4 through 10 with the English language, home economics, and sports. Outside of school time, Hoskins had the opportunity to sightsee at historic sites. The study abroad program was funded through the Spirit of Life Foundation scholarship. The Spirit of Life Foundation was established by Tom Lloyd, Ph.D., a native of Fairfield. Dr. Lloyd is a professor for the Department of Public Health Sciences at Penn State College of Medicine in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hoskins is a 2014 graduate of Frontier Community College, where he obtained an Associate in Science and Arts degree before transferring to the Citadel. He is a 2013 graduate of FCHS. Fairfield National Bank recently named John Reynolds as financial advisor to spearhead the FNB Asset Management Division. Reynolds was born and raised in Fairfield. He received his Bachelor of Science from the University of Evansville and is a licensed financial professional. FNB Asset Management is a wholly owned division of Fairfield National Bank and provides financial products and services through Midwestern Securities Trading Company, LLC. Products and services available include traditional and Roth IRA, 401k rollovers, retirement income planning, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, long-term care and life insurance, college savings plans, charitable giving plans, and more. Reynolds' office is in the Fairfield location of FNB. He will also be available by appointment at the Wayne City and Grayville branches. Plans have been announced for a celebration in October to mark the 50th anniversary of the Gateway Arch. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that an all-day celebration will take place on Saturday, October 24th. The free event will include food and drink vendors, children's activities, and live music. The day will end in a fireworks display showcasing the arch. More celebrations will take place on Wednesday, October 28th, marking the anniversary of the arch's completion. A recognition ceremony will be held at 11 a.m., the moment when the final piece was put into place. Journey to the Top tram ride tickets on that day will be sold for the original price of $1. Shoppers in neighboring states like Missouri and Iowa will enjoy back-to-school sales tax holidays, but it won't be offered in Illinois again this year. Illinois had its last summer sales tax holiday in 2010, but it won't be among the nearly 20 states offering them this season. The head of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association says the state's consumers took advantage of the last sales tax holiday and retailers saw an increase in sales, but opponents of the practice say it causes state governments to lose tax revenue. Chicago Tribune reports that one study determined that the effect of the sales tax holiday on the state's tax revenue was likely marginal. One of America's favorite gospel quartets, the Dixie Echoes, will be appearing at the King's Chapel Church at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Everyone is welcome. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local producers dropped their offering 50 cents a barrel and are now paying $37 a barrel for crude oil. Turning now to area deaths, 87-year-old Broughton resident Eugene Mayberry died Wednesday at the Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a farmer and served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. He is survived by his wife Norma, daughter Brenda Douglas of McLeansboro, two grandsons Corey Douglas of Omaha, Illinois, and Kyle Douglas of Mount Vernon, Illinois, three great-granddaughters Amelia, Hadley, and Kylie Douglas, and two sisters Faye Allen and Nell Harwood also survived. Funeral services for Eugene Mayberry will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in the Digby Hill Cemetery at Dale with graveside military rites conducted by American Legion Post 224 of Carmi. Visitation is Tuesday night from 6 to 8 at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the Wabash Christian Retirement Center or the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the funeral home. Claire June Thomason, the infant daughter of Eric and Savannah Thomason of West Salem, was stillborn Wednesday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Claire is survived by her parents, two brothers, Lehi Pollard and Lucas Thomason of West Salem, paternal grandparents, Mark and Tammy Thomason of Albion, maternal grandfather, Sam Pollard of Albion, paternal great-grandparents, Charles and Ann Thomason of Fairfield, Neil and Cheryl Barnett of Mount Airy, maternal great-grandparents Bill and Ann Pollard of Albion, paternal uncles Trevor and Nathan Thomason of Albion, great-uncle Robert Barnett of Fairfield, and many maternal aunts and uncles. Services for Claire June Thomason will be at 2 o'clock today at the House of Prayer in Albion. Visitation is until 2 o'clock at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. Phyllis Marie Walden, 85, of Fairfield, died Tuesday at Wayfair. She's survived by daughters Cynthia Schraden of Fairfield, Susie Stoll of Lake Odessa, Michigan, and Donna Ferrier of Splendora, Texas. One sister, Carletta Zelenka of Battle Creek, Michigan, three grandsons and two great-grandchildren. The funeral services for Phyllis Marie Warden will be graveside services at 11 a.m. Monday at the Maple Hill Cemetery. The body has been cremated. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all of the arrangements. 86-year-old West Salem resident Charles J. Lynch passed away Sunday at Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. He's survived by his wife, Mary Alice of West Salem, two daughters, Donna Bonin of Mount Vernon and Delane Fletcher of Colleyville, Texas, one son, Daryl Lynch of West Salem, one daughter-in-law, Shelby Lynch of West Salem, one brother, Kenneth Lynch of Alney, 10 grandchildren, Kelly Lively of Bethalto, Matthew Lynch of West Salem, Lindsay Rulin of Wood River, Illinois, Whitney Lynch of Bloomington, Jamelyn Marks of West Salem, Fleeta Shepherd of Albion, Derek Lynch of West Salem, Chad Lynch of Benica, California, Sean Fletcher of Coopville, Washington, Callum Fletcher of Colleyville, Texas, 21 great-grandchildren, and one soon to arrive. Also, several nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews, including one special niece, Rhonda Leek. Funeral services for Charles J. Lynch will be Tuesday at 9 o'clock at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem with burial in the Zion United Methodist Cemetery. Visitation is Monday night from 5 to 7 at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem, and memorials can be made to the Zion United Methodist Church of West Salem. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all of the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
Could you use an extra $100 for back-to-school shopping? You could win it just by paying for the things you buy every day with your First Financial Bank First Plus debit card. You'll automatically get an entry in our First Plus cashback sweepstakes every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill. All entries go into our weekly random drawing for a $100 cash prize. Sweepstakes runs through September 12th. No purchase necessary to enter or win. See official rules at any First Financial Bank branch. Member FDIC.
The WFIW weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 88. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 68, and then a chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 90. The outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a chance for showers on Monday, a high of 85 and low of 68. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high of 82 and low of 60. And mostly sunny Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 80 with an overnight low of 60. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 84. The overnight low has been 65. It is currently 84 in Fairfield under sunny skies. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.